This podcast is supported by Room to Dream, the long-awaited memoir from legendary filmmaker David Lynch.
And when the film was over, the doors flew open and Mel Brooks came at me very quickly, wrapped his arms around me, embraced me, and came back and said, "You're a madman. I love you. You're in."
Room to Dream by David Lynch and Christine McKenna. Out now in hardback and audiobook.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Brobs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented little friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, my baby?
Oh, I'm splendid. It's, you know, the morning after a Real Housewives of New York episode. I can't be anything other than invigorated and happy and craving banana bread.
What an episode. Oh, my God. Look, they made me banana bread.
It's like this season, it just keeps on coming, episode after episode after episode. I don't know. Like, it's just magic. Bravo has magic in their hands.
It's lightning in a bottle, if you will.
Yeah.
So good. So what do we have to tell you? Okay, so this mid-season trailer came out. We are going to be doing that as a full recap next week for the holiday week. We're also going to have other fun stuff next holiday week. We have a Shaws of Sunset preview coming to you, Southern Charm Savannah preview coming to you, and then our regular recap of Real Housewives of Potomac. So just because you're taking a break next week, don't think we are, okay?
Yeah,
America.
Exactly. That's going to be really fun. And then the week after July 4th, we're going to St. Louis and Kansas City. Those shows are going to be amazing. And we're just going to stick with the classics there. We're going to, on the first night, we'll do a recap of Real Housewives of New York. And the second night, Southern Charm, the latest episodes. So I think the first night is St. Louis. So St. Louis gets New York, Kansas City gets Southern Charm. We guarantee they will both be hilarious, excellent shows. We just did that 1-2 combo in Phoenix and San Francisco. Ask anyone there. They had a great time at both shows. At least I hope they did. But it seems like everyone had a great time because we did for sure. So go get your tickets for that. Go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for those shows. If you're in Missouri or in the neighboring areas, come. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. And it's your last week to get your What's the Matter? What's Happening? What's Going On shirt over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Just go there and go to the shop link.
Yeah.
And today, we're here with Real Housewives of New York with an episode entitled Arrest and Relaxation.
they're doing great jobs with their titles over Bravo. I mean, a few weeks ago, when they named that episode Faux Weddings and a Funeral, I mean, really, that was amazing.
And they really know how to ride a wave. I'm just excited to see how many episodes they can fit the word jail, prison, locked up.
I know. I'm surprised they haven't used the word clink yet, you know? Like, don't clink and drive, or maybe my clinking continental has arrived. I don't know.
Clip,
workshopping
clink,
it, workshopping
clink,
it.
Clip, clink, clip, clink.
Clip clink.
So when we open up, we are still at the Mayflower Hotel.
Yeah. Still at the Mayflower Spa in Connecticut, where a bunch of slob kebabs are doing some yoga to start off the episode.
Yes, the Mayflower not only brought the pilgrims to America, they brought banana bread to Ramona. I mean, the Mayflower just never stops making history.
Okay. Yeah, little known fact about the Mayflower, not only did they have hardtack, they also had banana bread.
Yeah, and a scene that I needed that I never thought I needed is Ramona taking yoga. So Ramona walks into the yoga class and she's like, oh my, Lisa's like, hi, I'm Lisa, the instructor. She's like, oh my God, aren't you pretty?
You know, look at you.
Whoa, look at you, Lisa. I've been doing core fusion at Exhale. And I have a trainer for core. And then I do weights. And I do weights with cores and cores with weights. It's nuts.
And then sometimes I have an apple and I eat it all the way to the core, okay?
Bethany's like, oh, Jesus Christ. She's also a Scorpio, in case you were wondering. Jesus. You want to talk some
Bethany,
more?
Bethany really does not like when other people are commanding the attention at that moment. I mean, this is like Captain Obvious speaking here, but it really was blatant this episode. Anytime anyone was like saying something, having a little speech, Bethany is sort of just like, her humor is undermining, you know? Like, oh, look at this one. She's a Scorpio too, in case you're wondering. Huh?
Well, we all relax in our own ways. Because when Bethany's giving her shit, she's like doing a down dog stretching. She's like, ah, she's a Scorpio. Oh, God, that felt good. God, that felt good. Ramona's an asshole. Oh, jeez, this is great. This is great.
Who are you? You're like, suddenly like you're like the mayor of Yoga Town? Ah, that was a good one. Felt good. Felt good.
So Carol and Dorinda are like, fuck that. And they stay over on the Mayflower. And Carol's like,
well, the reason they were upset last night is because Luann's publicist called her.
And Dorinda's like, why? What do you mean?
Is it about me? Is it about you talking about me? Is that what it is? The publicist talking about me? Like, whoa, Dorinda. Whoa, paranoid.
Dorinda woke up rough, okay? She is like a country road. She is just gravel. Like, if you ride Dorinda too fast, if you ride Dorinda too fast, like, a stone will fly in your eye. Like, she's just gravel today. She's like, is this a National Carol impersonation contest? What's happening this morning?
Hey, Dorinda. Hey, Carol. What?
They're having the voice equivalent of the scene in Big Business in the bathroom, where their voices are like waving at each other, swaying left to right, doing jazz hands.
Their voices are like doing the shimmy in the bathroom here at the.
So hip-hop people.
Dorinda's like, why are you baby calling? Was it about me? Why is everybody talking about me? She's like,
no, Dorinda, no. It's about the photo that Ramona took at the restaurant.
And Dorinda's like, of me? About me? I'm like, Dorinda, what the hell? Did you have Coke for breakfast?
Yeah, she's already on edge. So we then go back to the yoga class, where Lisa, the instructor, goes, so we'll start right in child pose. I'm like, that is like the perfect phrase for this show. Let's just start in our most childish states, and we'll go from there.
And then we'll stay there for 10 seasons. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Ramona's like, all right, can we do the milkshake pose? My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Milkshake, milkshake, dietary supplements.
Frosty milkshake, milkshake in the yard. I like frosties with french fries. Yard. Like, Ramona, your lips have to move with the song. It's called Lip Sync Battle, okay?
Yeah, the reason why I brought up milkshake is because tonight Ramona is going to be appearing on Milkshake Battle, Lip Sync Battle. I would totally watch Milkshake Battle, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm down for Milkshake Battle.
I feel like I've actually acted out and judged Milkshake Battle myself.
I feel like that's a Guy Fieri show waiting to happen.
Oh, God. You know what? I forgot. Remember my food illness? I totally forgot that I had that Guy Fieri sandwich at Burbank Airport, and halfway through I noticed that the roast beef had like a sheen of green on it. I think we found ground zero for my barfing diarrhea extravaganza. Okay, a Guy Fieri sandwich. So I'm putting it here first. Guy Fieri's Samich, as it was called, his Samich made me shit my brains out and puke my head off. All right. And I'm being vulgar because it's a vulgar thing that happened to me. All right.
I love that you're bringing it up during the Ramona lip sync battle segment, because they'll probably both have the same effect. They'll have the same effect, you know.
I know, seriously. So Ramona basically, the show released in advance of tonight's episode a clip of Ramona singing or lip syncing Milkshake, and it is amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's basically Ramona like coming out on stage like your drunk aunt and like punching the air, punching and pointing and shaking your head and being like, your lipstick, point, 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 your, not your lipstick, your milkshake and your lipstick make all the boys come to the yard. And they're like, are you Avery's friend? And I'm like, I'm actually her mother. But guess what? I look like a friend.
Why is there a plant in my way? I'm moving that plant to another room, Bendel.
Whoa, why are there so many boys in the yard? I feel like I'm at the backyard of Sonia's townhouse. I guess I brought my milkshake, okay?
I have 3 milkshakes in front of me at all times. That's why there's so many boys in the yard.
I only drink milkshakes out of stemmed glass, okay?
So Luann comes in late. She's like, whoa, so I hope no one thinks I'm going back to my old ways. Just so they don't, I'm wearing a shirt that says, I can, I will.
I did. This all pertains to my arrest, yes. I can get arrested. I will get arrested, and I did get arrested.
So Luann is still really pissed about Ramona taking a picture at dinner. So she's like, the she-devil strikes again. I feel like Ramona invaded my privacy. No one knew where I was. Now the whole world knows I'm out of rehab. Namaste.
I'm in my chill zone and I'm going to my yoga, so namaste. Chill zone Luann, welcome to the chill zone. Highway to the chill zone. Everybody, I'm gonna fly my plane to the chill zone. Bye, Goose. Oh, sorry about that landing.
What is Tom Cruise doing in my yard? So Ramona, they cut to Ramona looking at Luann to see how mad she is, and they're in the down dog position, and Ramona's like, "Oi, you just see her like looking over, straining her neck." So good. So then back at the hotel, Carol and Tinsley and Dorinda are sitting around on couches in the crystal room, because there's gigantic crystals, and Carol's like, are these for sale? So I don't know why that cracked me up. Just Carol putting her grubby hands all over the crystal.
I know, those nice, beautiful crystals. Yeah, get your hands off them.
Those are worth more than your dinosaur sweatshirt.
Yeah, exactly. And then they cut back again to the yoga class, and we just hear Lisa go, all right, now inhale for the back bend and exhale for downward dog. And it just shows everyone going to downward dog except for Sonia, who's still like in her supplicant pose. And I don't know why I thought that was funny. I just love that Sonia's in her own vinyasa flow.
Yeah, I've been doing yoga for years.
This is how the Morgans do it. We march to our own yoga beat.
I wouldn't be doing my exercise with yoga pose. So Tinsley's like, so, wow, this is great. And Tinsley's like, wow, these couches are comfortable. And then it's just quiet. And then she tells Dorinda, let's have a glass of wine. Dorinda's like, exactly. Look, Sonya's upset. I guess she's thinking about that thing I said about the crest, but whatever. And she goes, she's too sensitive. And Tinsley says, well, I mean, I guess she does have a child. That guy. Grab a dollar. Her story bugs me, okay? That dollar is a Morgan, not her. Why isn't she proud enough of herself to put her name on it, huh? Like, what is she going to put? Like, slag whore? Like, what have you called her? What do you want her to put on slippers, you know?
Well, she's Sonia Tremont from upstate New York. Very different. Put a tree and a mountain. Tree mount. Get it?
Why don't you just put a vagina big enough to need an easy pass? Right.
Yeah, just put an easy pass on there. That's all. Just a giant easy pass, and you can scan it every time something goes into your vagina.
So then, for whatever reason, they're out of class now, and they just cut to Ramona coming in the door and seeing food, and she's like, "Oh, this is good. Oh, whoa, this is good. Whoa,
whoa, this looks delicious. I'm gonna do my facial first and then eat lunch, okay?"
The editors love Ramona eat scenes as much as we do.
Yeah. So now Luann and Bethany are walking upstairs, and Bethany's like, well, you know what? you know, here's the thing, Luann, like with this photo, you know, a good publicist will give them something and then be like, look, she's got a court date. She can't talk right now. Talk afterwards. But she got something. You know, it's good publicist. You want a publicist? I got a publicist. You want a publicist? I'll give you a publicist. I'll give you a list of publicists. You want to give a publicist? And you want a listing? You want a real estate listing? What do you want? You want some jeans? What do you want? Huh?
You know what you need? You need a house off the highway. That's what you need.
Yeah.
You need,
know what you need?
Right on the highway.
Okay. You know who's a maven? I am. I'm a publicity maven, real estate maven. Like literally, like what's the matter? I can't. Like, you know, my walls are up. It's like, Bethany, this is a spa. Just calm down.
Just calm yourself. And like Luann doesn't know how to tell her publicist, oh, just, you know, tell him we'll talk later. Bethany's like, I'll call your publicist for you. Like, I'll get it worked out. I'm like, yeah, that's what she needs, you. Okay? No one needs you calling their publicist. Okay?
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Like, I've been around courts, okay? And I'll tell him, she was nowhere near wine. Well, she was shooting a scene at the Real Housewives of New York City. Of course she was around wine. The swimming pools here are filled with wine.
So then downstairs, Sonia's shaming Ramona for posting that group photo. She's like, you know, you shouldn't have posted group. Why are you posting group shot? And Ramona's like, we always post group shots, okay? I'm sorry. It's like, but there are wine glasses. I drink water out of wine glasses. I drink everything out of stemmed glasses, okay? Every single thing. Sorry.
But her family hasn't even seen her yet. I'm like, well, I think that says more about her priorities.
I think it's more on Luann. Like, don't shoot, you know, Ramona because Luann made the show a priority over, you know, Victoria and Noelle.
And then Sonia's like, oh, who is Ramona kidding? She's really just wanting to post that picture to get more likes because we're all tagged in it, which is so true.
Exactly. Of course she's doing that.
Which is why Ramona immediately when they sit down is like, I need a picture. So she could be the first one. And I just love that that's one of Ramona's personality traits. That she's like, I will be the first to take a picture so I can tag everybody and get the likes.
Yeah, exactly. So Dorinda goes in and asks Luann if she's doing okay. And Luann's like, no. Luann is like going to ride this Ramona photo situation as far as she can, you know?
She really is. I mean, she can't drive anymore, so she's just going to ride this. So, Dorinda, they've all taken out the picture and looked at it and studied it and realized there is no wine in the picture. And there's really not, because Ramona did it so quickly that there's only water glasses on the table. So Dorinda's like, there was no drinking. She's well. And she's like, well, you were drinking. And I mean, everyone was drinking. You were drinking. She's like, well, trust me, I remember. It's the first time it's happened in a long time.
Would you believe it, girls? I just got out of rehab. I don't need pictures of me and the press taking guesses about what I'm up to. I'm like, you're filming a TV show, okay? Like, let's not do this like veil of privacy thing, okay? You're doing a TV show in a public space. Like, literally, if it wasn't Ramona, it was gonna be someone at that restaurant.
Yeah, it's like okay, Blanket. She's what? Like Blanket Jackson.
Oh,
she's like, hide me. I don't want anyone to know where I am. Ramona's like,
don't dangle me
over the balcony.
Ramona, stop that. I don't want to be dangled. Stop it, Ramona.
Can you believe Ramona dangled me?
Would you believe it? She sent me down a flight of steps in a baby carriage while gangsters were shooting at me. Luann, you're not in the Untouchables and you're not a baby.
Oh my god.
Look who's talking now, Kirstie Alley.
You guys, I talked to John Travolta today. What a baby.
Anyway, let me go talk with my good friend Roger Rabbit.
So she's like, well, coming back was supposed to be on my terms, not her terms. Oh my god, you were in rehab for 2 days. Shut up. So Bethany and Dorinda come back in, and Bethany's like, oh my god, look at those crystals. Can I buy them?
And Dorinda's like, yeah, I know exactly. So the place you can get them, it's right in 6th Avenue or something like that. And I'm like, oh no, Dorinda, let's not have Nutcracker 2.0, okay? We cannot have a Crystal Cracker, okay?
Yeah.
Do not give her any recommendations. Just let her Google it herself.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I know where you can get them and you can give credit to a little gay guy. Is there someone around here you want to give credit to? Tell me.
Yeah, I know you get the crystals. You know, you go on 6th Avenue. Is everything good between us? I just want to make sure. Is everything feels sort of awkward between us, right? No, it's like, no, everything's good. And the music's like, boom, boom, boom.
Bethany has basically become a Tumblr teenager. She's like, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe, Randy Durant. I don't feel safe. What are you, a bottle of Tito's?
What are you, Dorinda's hand? And I feel safe. I feel like you're going to stab me at any second. Any second.
Galen, what do you feel like? There's something wrong here. You need to safe around me. Whoa, Crystal! A crystal I don't just falls on her head.
I don't understand why you don't feel safe around me. I just happen to be holding a giant crystal bludgeon, but that's no reason why you should be alarmed. I mean, just because I have a crazy temper and a history of bludgeoning myself doesn't mean that you're in any danger, Bethany.
I love when Dorinda starts doing her, like, squeal thing, and she gets so exasperated. She's like, I don't know why you don't feel safe around me, Bethany.
I mean, I don't feel safe around you either. I mean, look at you. You're basically like a bunch of razor sharp protractors, okay? Just angles and a few curves, okay? It's dangerous.
I just need Carol sitting on top of the dark crystal. I'm like,
oh, none of you should feel safe.
So Bethany's like, I'm not upset. She's like, but you would. So we got over the jeans party. And now you're saying you're not safe. I say I'm not safe. I said I'm not upset, okay? But I'm not safe. But I'm still not upset about not being safe, okay? So like, are you sure, Bethany? Because let's get it out. I like talking to you in the morning. And you know, in the morning, we're getting this rhythm. And then by the end of the day, you're shoving jeans down my throat and telling me to die. And Bethany's like, you know, there's just an energy going around me, and that's a fact. There's, like, an energy, okay? I'm sorry, okay?
There is.
But it's true.
There is. 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 There is.
She's on a Bethany repeating thing because she doesn't know what to say, so she's just going to repeat everything. She's like, she goes, Dorinda says, let's talk about it. She goes, I don't want to. 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 And I don't want to.
I don't want to. I don't want to. There's an energy. There is. I don't want it. There is. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
So then Bethany tells us, well, they see Carol's man, so they can all band together now with Paul and Carol, and they can just go against me, because, like, now Carol's sad, and, like, who's a bad guy? Me. Like, yeah, that's true. I do think they smell Bethany blood in the water, skinny girl red in the water, for sure.
Or they just went to Home Goods, yeah.
But you are also an asshole. And I always fall for this Bethany shit every time, because I'm like, oh, my God, she's crying.
I do too. She's really good at it.
They are bullying her. They are all deciding to go against her at one time in a way. Not bullying. I hate that word for these.
They're
shows,
not bullying, but they are like. Well, it's more like they're sharpening their knives, and she senses it, and she's like, and it's. I think it's also that they're sharpening their knives, but it's also that Carol is one of the people sharpening the knives, and I think she feels betrayed, even though she doesn't realize what she has done to push Carol into that position.
Yeah, well, she's worried about everybody sharpening her knives, but she's becoming more and more of a delicious roasted chicken. You know what I mean? It's like, get yourself off the spit if you don't want to be cut into.
But she's smart because she's allying very strongly with Sonia and Luann. She realizes she's like not waiting until it's too late. She's getting her allies up and running before it becomes a total pile on.
Yeah, she's learned this game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Bethany's like, look, I'm trying to be productive and not destructive, okay? And then Bethany's like, well, you know, look, I'm trying to, like, check myself. I don't want to go crazy. You know, like, I'm trying to learn from my mistakes. Blah, blah. And Dorinda just hobbles off.
Yeah.
While Bethany's yammering.
Well, because, you know, Bethany is saying, you know what? Like, I get the feeling that people have a problem with me. And so I'm just, like, doing my own thing. Because, like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to go down this path. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Dorinda's like, you know, Dorinda basically says, you know, the problem is Bethany, she doesn't engage. You know, I engage with anything. I'll engage with everybody. I do. I really do. I'm an engager. Like, this crystal... We're best friends. We're coming back here. Me and the crystal. Yeah. We engaged. And we're actually engaged now.
Tinsley's like, lucky! So she wanders off while Bethany's just standing there babbling to herself. So then it's massage time. Tinsley and Carol are in one room. And Tinsley's like, for whatever reason, I'm just not good at relaxing. I'm like, I don't know what those reasons are, but in the past week, you've stared at frozen eggs, and you've gone to a wedding shop, and you have a boyfriend who doesn't want to marry you. So
yeah, so maybe there's some low-level, high-level anxiety in your life?
Maybe. Here, just a suggestion. Get a job, okay? Get a goddamn job.
I don't really know why I can't relax, but maybe it has to do with the fact that my favorite blowout place moved downtown just when I moved uptown.
And then on top of it, I'm supposed to be naked? No.
And then Carol's like,
whoa, don't you see a difference in Luann? Like, she's been great, right? She doesn't smell like a 40 anymore. She stopped trying to put her cigarettes out on my forehead.
She started saying my last name with a W finally. Radza Will.
I never realized how positive my last name is.
And then it cuts to Luann at, you know, getting a facial, and she just lies down on the bed. She's, oh, this feels so good. This bed, this feels so good. Would you believe it? I haven't been drinking. Look at my skin. It's so clear. I haven't been drinking at all. And the facialist is like, well, that's great. I think that today I haven't been drinking, I said. Ah, just clears all the toxins right out of me. I mean, would you believe Ramona? Would you believe her?
Here's all I have to say about this. I will. I can. It's like, I know. I saw your t-shirt. So in the I'm other renewed. Room. Oh, sorry.
No, I just said I'm renewed. That's it.
Oh, I'm renewed. This is Dorinda just not getting massaged. Like, I'm renewed. Like, how did Dorinda get cleared? Okay, so Ramona and Sonia are in the other room, and Ramona's like, you know what, Sonia? Like, I have to get massages, okay? Because my daughter is young, because I had a late night, and I want to be like 100, because I want to spend time with my grandkids. She's not even dating anybody right now. Like, to her, Pellegrino is water. Okay, so I'm like, wow, I gotta be alive forever.
Yeah, she actually doesn't even say like I gotta be alive till 100. She actually declares, I'm sorry, but I'm living until 100. Okay, I need to see those babies grow up. I'm sorry. Now look at my side boob. You like it? My side big boob brings all the boys to the yacht, and they're like, so what? I'm sorry, it's a side boob.
And Sonia says, well, yeah, you know what I always say. I can see us at 100 years old just going to the diner to get drinks. The fuck kind of dreamland is Sonia living in?
I know.
Like, imagine, I can totally imagine sitting in a diner and these two old cows come in at 100 years old, like wearing push-up bras, trying to get martinis at a diner, you know?
I think she's seen Death Becomes Her one too many times, you know, or maybe she hasn't, because the way that movie ends is the way they're going to be at 100.
Yeah, their heads just like twisted behind their...
Rolling around Beverly Hills, sidewalks of Beverly Hills.
So then
Ramona already has a hole in her stomach. Let's face it. She opens up her robe and there's just a giant circle.
At this point, I think they've all got holes in their stomach.
Yeah.
Because they all stay so skinny. I just don't think that's possible. I mean, they're just physiologically, of course, it's possible, but... Just mentally, don't you just get to the point? I mean, I hit this at 35, but I was like, I just don't give a fuck. I'm old.
Yeah.
Like, when do you hit that point?
Yeah, I think when you are on TV / a lady of the Upper East Side, you never want to embrace that moment. I think you're pushing back as far as you can.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So the next scene is the creepy maze from
The Shining. Yeah, Tinsley and Carol are walking around the grounds of the Mayflower, and they are talking about Scott, and Tinsley wants to come back here with Scott. It'd be really nice. Yeah, Scott. And then encounter this scary hedge maze, and like as soon as they see it, the gate behind them closes as – you know, because, you know, physics. And they're like, I'm just imagining. I just started to laugh because I started to imagine Tinsley and Carol in The Shining. And I'm just imagining Carol sitting there at that typewriter in the main ballroom being like,
all work and no play makes Carol a dull marathoner.
She's like, red rum. Dorinda's like, where is it? I love red rum.
I mean, Tinsley is perfect to resurrect the Shelley Duvall role, right? Like,
here's Carol.
Yeah, like completely unable to read signs. Like your husband is going crazy and she's just like, oh, he'll be okay.
Oh, hey, Scott. Oh, it's just someone dressed like a teddy bear. Oh.
But it would change the whole movie if those two were in it, because like the creepy ghost twins come out and they're the ones who are yelling. You know, it's like, get us away. Girls, like, what did we do to those creepy little girls? Why are they so scared of us?
It's like it's pretty much Ramona and Sonia standing in a hallway. Whoa, welcome to my hallway. Did your milkshake bring all your boys to this hallway? Because guess what? This hallway's better than yours.
Yeah, they don't really terrify anybody. They just talk too much. And don't they just the harass. Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. And Luann's just lying down in room 237, whatever room it is. Like, would you believe it? They came into my room. I'm just trying to enjoy a bath. I've been to rehab, and here comes Carol walking in. Quiet, Radzivill. I'm taking a bath.
There's a clicking talk here. There's a ticking clock here to scare you, but also to show you how long it's been since I've had my last drink.
Dorinda's like, hey, I was all the way in Baltimore and I heard this noise and I came flying back to see what was going on. Carol just kills her.
Bethany's like, the walls are bleeding? Seriously? Literally? Seriously? Literally? Seriously? Literally? Blood? Really?
It's just skinny girl margaritas flowing down the hallways.
So they go through this hedge and it's a maze and they can't figure it out. They get to a dead end and Carol goes,
like my relationship. Ah!
And she says she's not open to dating Adam right now because
I'm focused on other stuff like work. Remember when I wrote that 3 paragraphs and it took me 19 months? Like,
So then Bethany and Luann at the indoor pool.
Yeah. Bethany is in the process of transitioning into a character from Coco. She has she just has these dark circles under her eyes. I've never seen someone look more exhausted the more relaxed they become. She's like, it was a great spa. Yeah. I'm getting more and more exhausted by this relaxation. It's great. I love it.
She just needs to put those little Day of the Dead dots all over her face.
Day of the Bee.
Remember me.
It's the Day of the Bee. Okay.
Remember me. Remember me.
It's great to be happy, but it's better to be dead. Okay, be dead.
Be Coco.
It's the Day of the Bee. Cheetah Brandt.
So she's like,
truly Cheetah Brandt. I see what you did there, Ronnie. I get it. And I'm already ready to cry. Like, just mentioning Coco, I'm like, Coco.
I almost got that to watch on the plane. I was like, nope, don't do it. Ben already warned you. Do not do this.
Fully sobbing on a plane, and I had my hoodie I was pulling, yanking down on the strings of my hoodies, that way like no one could see my face. I was crying.
So they're at the pool and Bethany's like, I'm taking our sobriety seriously, look at me. She's like, oh god, you look like you've died.
What was this corpse? I don't know why they put corpses out here. Is that supposed to relax me? Oh, it's you, Bethany. I'm sorry.
Look how they follow you out of rehab. They just put you next to a dead person, show you where your life can go. Oh, it's you, Bethany, huh? So Bethany's like, oh my god, this is crazy, right? Like, we've never taken a vacation where we're just not like wasted, like from morning till night, whatever. And she's like, this is my first time being anywhere not drinking at all. At all.
It's crazy. But you know what? I'm gonna go back to New York City and go to some AA meetings to keep myself honest and learn a little bit more about what are the best routes to take up to the Catskills. No, that's AAA. Oh, well, in that case, never mind.
I'm going to go back to AA, put some stickers on my car, and if it ever breaks down, I'm going to get help within 20 minutes. And still AAA. Well, then what is AA?
Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, everyone knows who I am, so I might as well just be an AL. Alcoholics Luann.
How is this anonymous if I have to say my name?
Well, I could have joined AA, except that Ramona posted this on Instagram. So much for anonymity.
So Carol and Tinsley are talking about like how much nicer Luann is right now. Carol's like shocked. She's like,
whoa, yeah. She's so sensitive. She's so self-aware.
I'm like, give her a minute. Give her a minute.
Yeah. So Tinsley tells Carol about the wedding dresses and stuff, and Carol's like, okay. You know.
She's like, oddly, I get it.
So this, I think they were shooting later, because did Carol have a haircut in this?
In the interviews, looks like they did some pickups, and Carol's hair is a little different, and something happened with her little shag. It's sort of turned into Luann's hair, which I love. I love that truly everyone's stealing Luann's hair. Excuse me. Hiccup. And on top of that, like Carol's little like youthful shag, whatever was, I don't know what happened to it, but the way it was styled for this interview was actually it wasn't so much a youthful shag. It was more of like an age-appropriate bob. And I was like, ooh, I bet Carol hates that.
Yeah. And Carol switched to kind of Ellen hair. Not that short, but she switched to lesbian hair recently. So I'm hoping we get to see that in this. Because, you know, it always looks different with a little gel in it. Okay, anyway.
So Luann is now talking about Tom by the with Bethany again. And she's talking about Tom. Ramona, she's like, oh, it hurt me. Tom. It's like, what? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
That whole party. It hurt. I mean, that's where we celebrated the wedding on that yacht. It is unfathomable.
And that Ramona would go and try to get invited to that party. That party. That hurtful party. Ramona. Her.
It's preposterous. Like, I don't even understand. It's like preposterous. It's like, that's nuts. It's like totally crazy.
She's like, and he said no.
She goes, well, that's embarrassing.
He goes, not to her. It's not embarrassing to her, apparently. So Bethany,
shameless. That shameless wench doing downward dog alongside me. She devil. That's what she is. Dog devil. Downward dog devil. Her. Would you believe it, girls? Would you believe it?
I know. I mean, like, can you even believe that, like, he even associates with her, or that she even associates with him? I mean, like, that he's in her life. Like, that's crazy. Like they, like, he's in her life. She's trying to get invitations. They get drinks, you know, and that she's associating with him. He's like,
wait. What's this drinks thing?
Oh, God. I accidentally, on purpose, let that out.
It's like, I cannot believe I did that right now on national TV and let that out. That is so crazy.
And she's like, well, God, there's so many men on the east side. Oh, really? Then why do you all fuck the same ones?
Yeah.
Like, give me a break with this. Okay, now this is where Luann's taking it too far.
Yeah, there's so many men on the Upper East Side, and really have to get drinks with Tom. Like, you know what, Luann? No offense. We love you, but you're number three on the Tom list, okay? He was with Sonya and Ramona before you, so.
Yeah, and yeah, you can't date like the town whore and then be mad that everybody's dated the town whore. That's like crazy.
Yeah, it's that's what I'm saying. It's like that he's a town whore. And so, you know who else is? Harry Dubin, too. Like, between these two guys, you know, please.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I don't want to work myself up because it makes me want to smoke. I'm like, what, did you quit everything? Okay, so it's dinner time.
This too shall pass.
So they get to dinner and Ramona, they're sitting down and Ramona's like, oh, well, I like sitting in the middle. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but I just love sitting in the middle. And Bethany's like, you were there last night. Like,
last night, huh? Poking holes in your logic, huh? Huh? We're sick in the middle last night, huh?
So Bethany basically...
I love that the editors put that in there because it doesn't advance the story forward. It doesn't do anything, but it's just a great, you know, it's just another small little thing that says so many things about their relationship. You know, Ramona loving to make a proclamation and Bethany just loving to deflate her. And if it's not going that way, it's the other way around.
Yes. It's so funny. She does it this entire time. She's like, oh my God, you're the worst. Like, you're lying. Like, the whole trip, she's doing that. Which is true. Ramona's so full of it. So, Dorinda's like, Carol, you want to get the head of the table? Or should it be Lou? And then Bethany runs past the head of the table. She's like, I don't want to get into an incident with Carol, okay? I don't want to get... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a way to start a peaceful meal, Bethany.
Yeah, exactly. That's a way to make sure everything is smooth and copacetic, that, like, darting away from the person that you sort of have issues with.
And Carol's like,
I feel a draft. Oh, it's just Sonya. Hi, so you gonna sit by me?
What's this dust cloud in the shape of Bethany doing here? Oh, I see.
So then the waiter comes by, and he's basically like the white Chris Samuels. He's like, is everyone ready to order?
I put Satan comes to take their order. He's like, hello, ladies. What would you like to eat?
I'm just about ready to take an order. Oh.
Yeah, he's like a record you have to play backwards to hear what he's saying.
Yeah, it's like Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So, So they order some oysters. Ramona's like, you know what? We're going to get half a dozen oysters, okay? But if we like them, we may get more, okay? We want to have an oyster contingency policy. It's like I always say, you never want to rely on a man for just half a dozen oysters because then you could be stuck on your ass, okay?
Then Luann do you have a non-alcoholic beer? Anyone want to take a selfie of me saying that? Non-alcoholic beer.
You know, something that has zero alcohol on account of me just getting out of rehab and being on the path to success, fellow diners, at this beautiful restaurant where I shall not be making a drunken scene because that would be impossible as I have not had any alcohol in my system.
So Tinsley's head hurts because she was wearing those braids. And she's like, oh, those braids hurt. And Ramona's like, whoa, braids. I used to love braids as a kid. I would braid Avery's hair when she was a kid because I love braids. I mean, braids, right? Braids are so good. I love whoa. Braids.
Whoa, this is crazy. Reminds me of this one time I was a little girl. I had this long, beautiful hair. I was like, I want to braid my hair and have someone climb up it in a diamond tower. And Geraldine Parsons Smith was like, no, that's a fairy tale. You don't have hair long enough to do it. And even if you did, it would come peering out of your head. And to this day, I've never been able to watch Rapunzel without crying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My fairy tale hasn't come true. Okay?
So Dorinda's like, it's breaking. How am I going to have fun? I love hair to braid. And Bethany's like, we can braid your puss.
Vagina. Puss.
That's funny.
What's the matter? What's going on?
Well, you could have before I took care of it. It looked like a president's head down there. It was like Abraham Lincoln down there. And she goes, ah, you know, like President Bush.
Yeah, no, but more like President Lincoln. President Lincoln. It was like President Lincoln. Yeah, Bush. Yeah, no, President Lincoln. No, George Bush. Lincoln Bush. Lincoln Bush. God damn it.
Okay, let's just meet in the middle and call it a Nixon, okay?
No, I don't want to meet in the middle. I say it was President Lincoln. It's going to be President Lincoln.
So they get their oysters, which I put in big caps because Ramona's reaction to everything just cracks me up. She's like, oysters. So Bethany's like, yeah, it looks so good. So Tinsley, are you getting engaged? Because I got my wedding dress at this place called Amasala, and they told me that you were looking at a wedding dress over there. I'm like, that shady little orange queen. The first thing he does is text, you know, what's the matter? I'm like, girl, tell Bethany, you won't believe who was just in here trying on wedding dresses.
I think that a producer told Bethany, and the only way that she could, like, say that she heard about this was by somehow linking it to her wedding. I mean, I actually don't even – why would they – why Bethany got married, like, 45 years ago at this point. Okay, why would they go and be like, guess who came in here, you know?
Girl, Orange Queens. You got to watch out for an Orange Queen. They will text your ass out of the blue. Like, girl, I got some script for you. It's like, okay.
That was true.
So
that
Tinsley is like, my mom was in town. I mean, it wasn't real. I mean, it was just trying on a dress. Like, look, when I'm getting married again, my dress will be, like, totally fully couture, okay?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't try on one of these, like, pre-made dresses. That's, like, crazy. Oh!
I love that that Bethany can ruffle her so easily, because we haven't had any ruffled Tinsley this season where Tinsley just loses it like that. I love it.
She was ruffled with Sonya in the beginning, but like I like also that I love the way when Tinsley just that for her to be like, oh yeah, these were like the play dresses, and like when the real dress will be couture, like they won't be any of these ridiculous like $5,000 dresses. No.
It's like she's not shaming you. She's not shaming you about where you got your dress. That's where she got her dress, you know.
Yeah,
she's shaming you about like trying on dresses when you guys have to understand where Bethany's shame is coming from, okay?
Yeah. Well, the thing is this, Tinsley is also hypersensitive because Bethany wasn't even, I don't even think Bethany was really ruffling. I think she was just asking questions to start like a conversation like that for, you know, to like, not to like make Tinsley feel weird, but like, okay, we can talk about this because it's something that happened. But so Sonya and Luann, Sonya's like, well, I mean, she's like, oh, I kind of wouldn't put on a wedding dress before I was engaged. I kind of feel like that's bad luck. And Luann's like, well, I certainly wouldn't. And Tinsley's like, huh, really? I would like wear a wedding dress to like McDonald's, you know? And Luann goes, a wedding dress to a party? I mean, would you believe it? I mean, the only one who I know who'd make such a faux pas would be Ramona over there going to a party with her best friend, Tom, who wouldn't even invite her in the first place, by the way.
And Bethany's like, yeah, who wouldn't wear a dress to a tailgate? A wedding dress. Like, that's ridiculous. She's like, you know what it's like? It's like going to try out coffins. And then Tinsley's like, oh, that is not how I look at marriage, Bethany.
Bethany always likes to always make a very extreme example, you know? She's like, which is, I actually kind of feel like that's a very New York-y thing. I mean, everyone makes extreme examples, but I feel like it's like, I feel like I hear it so much when I'm in New York. It's like, you know what it is? It's like saying you want to go shoot someone in the head. It's like trying on guns and putting one to the head, and guess what? There's a bullet in there. It's like, I feel like it's like that overdramatic New York thing. And of course, Tinsley's like, oh, are you saying I'm going to die? Oh, it's just a fun moment with my mom, and you're just trying to embarrass me.
Yeah, it feels like that to you because you had a bad experience. Okay, God.
And Bethany's like, God, I'm not trying to be mean. Jesus Christ. I'm like,
coffins.
Tinsley starts doing her hair flip thing, which she also does when she gets so angry. It's so funny. She's like, she's like not coming to me from a good place. She's trying to insult me and embarrass me. Oh. I'm like, oh my God, she could be so much worse than this.
Listen, I'm not trying to egg you on. Eggs! My eggs!
It's like, oh my God, what is your brain scrambled?
My eggs!
Listen, you're getting all fried here.
Listen, this is your brain. This is your brain on weddings.
My eggs! Look, you just gotta try and walk on the sunny upside of the street, okay?
So listen, I can't say anything to you. It's like I'm walking on eggshells.
Oh, my eggs! Oh my God, look around this restaurant. It's like the meeting of the whites.
Listen, listen. All I'm saying is, like, you know, with these wedding dresses, like, just don't count your eggs before they hatch.
That's
exactly what I was doing.
So then they're kind of screaming at each other, and it's like the stupidest fight ever. And then Carol goes,
well, Bethany dated Dennis 2 weeks and then was shopping for wedding rings at Harry Winston, so maybe she should back it up.
I actually think that's a little different, just because I don't care either way if you try on wedding dresses or the rings. I think the wedding dresses is more excessive because it's like a whole thing where you have to change clothes and get in and make an appointment. Whereas rings, you can just like look in a case and be like, oh, that would be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah, Carol is just wrong at this point. I mean, also, Carol had a point like for the first half of the season, but she's really just kicked that horse to death.
Yeah. And also the other thing is that because now Tinsley's like totally missing what Bethany is saying. You know, Bethany was just saying, listen, I wouldn't try it on because I feel like it's presumptuous. And Tinsley's just hearing, like, putting on a wedding dress is like putting on a coffin, like getting into a coffin, you're going to die or something like that. She's just like all literally scrambled eggs right there. And, you know, Bethany's getting worked up because Tinsley's not understanding her. So Bethany's starting to get shrill. And Carol's doing her patented move where she does a non-committal shh. She sort of puts her finger up a little bit and doesn't say shush. But she goes, she sort of mouths it. She's like, shh,
yeah. Shh, like she doesn't want to be too loud saying
shh. It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant.
So Dorinda's like, she just thinks it's strange. That's all. And she's like, I didn't even think it was strange. Like Bethany just starts squealing. You know, they're all unhinged at this dinner. So they're all ready to go at it. So now Bethany's squealing. And then Bethany also does her patented move of, okay, everyone's against me. So I'm going to shift this fight to somebody else. So she goes, okay.
So, look, you know, I wouldn't buy a wedding dress. You know, that's making a big deal. You wouldn't wear a family crest, Dorinda, and that's making a big deal. And Dorinda's like, no, I would wear a crest. I just wouldn't wear it if it weren't true.
I wouldn't run around talking about a providence that wasn't true.
So then, like, it's Sonia's turn to squeal. She's like, here we go! I'm like, oh my God, these poor diners.
Yeah, Carol thought she had a bad one when Bethany was getting shrill. And then all of a sudden, now Sonia's on her feet being like, are you kidding me? That's my fucking family. Are you going there? And by there, I mean San Tropez, where my family has a yacht. And we host a Nigerian football team. And I'm very popular and at a museum there. Are we going there?
Well, if I can, I'm going to go to my family home this week. I'm not going to Scotland. So if somebody says my family crest, what am I going to wear? Shrek on my shoes? Like, whatever she's talking about. And Sonia's screaming and yelling. She's like, it's my family. What do you care about my family?
Now she's bullying. I'm like, oh my God.
Crest bullying.
Crestfallen. So now Dorinda's like, hey, you get on your feet, I'm gonna get on my feet. So she, what did you say? Did you say
crestfallen clean like the toothpaste?
You know what? I was thinking in my head. Clean. Well, it's actually zestfully clean with the zest, the soap.
No, zestfully clean.
I was thinking that too, and then I was thinking in my head, what's the Crest slogan? What is Crest? Does Crest have a slogan?
I don't know. I thought it was Crestfully Clean, so you're asking the wrong person.
Oh, I know it. My toothpaste brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. And I'm like, it's better than yours. And they're like, it's better than yours. And I'm like, it's... Okay, Ramona, stop.
So Sonia's like, she's bullying me. It's like the kids who were bullying me when I went to high school because they were jealous. Finally, I just had to beat the shit out of one of them. Yeah, poor pretty blonde girls always getting it in school. I love that these characters on these shows are making themselves the bullied people. It's like when Lala's like, I was so bullied in high school. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hot. It's really hard for the hot, thin blonde one in high school.
Yeah, exactly. So Dorinda's
like, that's a daughter. Like, who cares? That's like literally her daughter, okay? It came out of her Abraham Lincoln. And she's like, she said my family crest. It's like, it's my family.
And so Dorinda's like, I didn't say your family. I didn't say your family. I didn't say your family. You want to raise your voice? It's your family. It's your family. Boy, it's your family. It isn't your present. It's not your family, Chris. It's a present. Who's the vet? It's a restaurant. Lincoln.
And Ramona's like, oh my God. Like, she's like, oysters, what do you think of this? Like, she's acting like she's you. She's so well behaved, Ramona, you know? So she's like, this is so embarrassing. And then cut to this girl who's just looking like, this is gross. I came here to do yoga. It's like, shut up, extra.
I know. And Luann's like, oh, in jail, they're better behaved. I know. I've been in the system. They threw a bologna sandwich at me. A bologna sandwich. That's better than Tom ever gave me. He didn't even give me a bone. Mm-hmm. Get it, girls? 3, 2, 1. He threw the bone at me, baby. He threw the bone at me. Why doesn't anyone listen to Mike Epperer?
Wow, tough crowd. So Bethany's like, yeah, Dorinda, why do you care? So now she's yelling, and then Dorinda's like, hell is Bethany. And so they're yelling, and then Dorinda tries to relax, Sonia, clip, clip. She starts clipping her hands at her. Yeah. And then Dorinda knows she's losing this one. Carol's the only one on her side. She's like, well, I agree that it seems pretentious. And she's like, it's my family. And Dorinda's like, okay, whatever. So she walks away. Dorinda just gets up and walks away. And she really just goes behind a column and comes right back. But she's like, get out of here. So, disappears.
And Luann's like, listen. What skin is it off Dorinda's back if Sonia wants to use her crest on her slippers? I mean, give the girl a break. I'm like, I love that this show gives us these sort of lines. Like, I mean, who cares if Sonia wants to put that sort of crest on her slippers? Like, this is what Orange County needs to be more like, okay? Crests on slippers.
Yes, exactly.
Also, we have to talk about Luann's statement necklace. She's fully wearing a gong. It is like someone is going to come up to her with a mallet and ring that thing.
Every necklace she wore in this episode was hysterical. You know those little beads you buy at Hobby Lobby and make, like, one's long and one's round, and then you make those wooden beads? She was like wearing that, except they were gigantic at one point.
They were amazing. It was like this amazing, chunky necklace. She was like, I've risen from the ashes, and I'm going to prove it by wearing the largest statement a statement necklace gal can wear.
This isn't a statement. It's a monologue. So Dorinda finally got stood up to, and Bethany is right about this. You yell back at Dorinda and she backs the fuck down, because Dorinda was ready to yell in her face, and then when Sonia just kept screeching and yelling, Dorinda's like, wait, just calm down, you know. So she walks off, and then Bethany's like, oh my god, good for you. Like, good for you. Like, sometimes you just gotta kill the monster, okay? You gotta like kill the bear.
So then Dorinda, she's like, settles down, and she's like, listen, you know what?
I don't want to go back there. We apologize. I don't want this to be like that again. And you know what, Sonia? I'm so proud of you, and I want you to stay present, because you're staying present. You do so well, and you're using your words, and your achievements have been fantastic. And you know, the other day, the sun was shining, and it looked nice in your hair, and I was like, look at this girl. She's doing great things. Everything about her is great right now. You're a wonderful person.
Bethany just slams the table. She goes, what are you doing? And Dorinda's like, I can do what I want, okay? And Bethany's like, what are you, a therapist? Like, I'm sorry. I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well. Like, remember when she was like, what'd you make macrame braiding? But they were talking about braiding and rehab. Remember that, Luann? Remember, Luann?
And Rena's like, okay, then. Look, you think I'm petting her? Okay, I'll pet her. Literally, I'll pet her. I'm so proud of you.
She's like slamming Sonia on the head. I'm so proud of you.
But I have to say, like, Bethany, like, shut up. Because Dorinda was giving a speech, and whether it was sanctimonious or not, she was trying to smooth things over. And you're there negging her, undermining her, when you yourself are the queen of giving those sort of speeches. Like, listen, you know what? I'm so proud of you. You're doing great things. Like, you're strong. You're doing amazing things. And, like, I really care about you, you know? Like, I really care. But, like, you know, I can't watch this anymore. Like, you are the queen of just, like, destroying someone, Bethany.
Yeah, but Bethany is like desperately trying to shift the blame off her by shifting it onto this Dorinda fight. So she succeeded and got them fighting, and now it's ending, which means it's going to shift back to her. So she's like freaking out now. She's like, you don't get to just apologize. Like, ugh.
Well, I think that she also doesn't like, well, yes, there's that, but I also think that she doesn't like when other people get to have that sort of moment. And on top of that, she's pissed at Dorinda because she thinks that Dorinda has turned Carol against her. So she doesn't want Dorinda to be let off the hook with an apology. That's the whole thing. She wants people to stay mad at her.
And Bethany's not wrong with what she says, because she says, oh, thanks, Dorinda. Like, you spent 30% of every dinner experience slurring inaudible insults at this woman. And now you're just going to, like, say you're proud? Who are you to say you're proud? Like, that would be okay for you to say if you hadn't spent an entire season calling Sonia a stupid slut, whore, cheater brand.
Yeah, you know,
and all that. So,
and you do it to every. She does it to Luann. She does it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does it, and I don't mind that she does it. But I do mind when she calls someone out for doing it. Like,
yes,
we're all allowed to get mad at someone, and we're also allowed to really feel happy for someone and be proud and see the good things. That's fine. I don't know why Bethany is the only one who thinks that she has the quote unquote authority to do it, because Dorinda doesn't have authority.
She's furious now. So Dorinda's like, oh, I guess you're the only one who can apologize. Oh, that's right, you don't. And then Luann's like, no, she's the one who knows it all.
She's the know-it-all, Heather, ladies. Remember that? Oh, wait, Heather's not here.
She's the know-it-all. Want a meatball, Bethany? Want a meatball? Would you like a meatball? Choo-choo. Choo-choo, Bethany.
Want some hummus? Remind you of anything? Remind me? Aren't I just like a regular Heather Thompson? Motherfucker. Remember when she said that? We were like, oh my God, have you been in jail? But guess what? I have been in jail. I've seen the system. Here, you want some bologna?
Well, I tell him sorry, so whatever.
And so Ramona goes, Luann, did you miss us, Luann?
And Luann's like, oh, well, my turn now, bitches. She goes, and then she just turns to Ramona and she's like, I have to relive all this because of you. You post that photo and I have to. Would you believe it, Ramona? The lows that you go to. Ramona. Ramona's like, whoa, I thought I was just making a joke, like my milkshake joke. You know what? My milkshake brought all the girls to the Mayflower. And guess what? This Mayflower is better than yours. We get it, Ramona. You're on lip sync battle.
She's like, you were the one who tweeted and said I'm back. She goes, well, after the pic, because people were going to wonder. Blah, 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 blah. She goes, but we look so nice in it. She goes, listen, I thanked you for your support. Blah, blah, blah. So they're trying to tell Ramona a million times. So then Ramona's not listening, because she's like, well, I didn't get the fucking memo, okay? And Luann goes, well, you didn't get the memo. You shouldn't call Tom about New Year's. And Ramona goes, I'm not going to address that, okay? We're going to do things one at a time, okay? Tell the Tom issue to get in line behind the handsome picture I took of us, Luann.
I'd also like to discuss the fact that I was just kicked out of the Red Hen restaurant, okay? Something else. Okay, next question, please.
They're like, I'm sorry, we have to ask you to leave. Why? Because I'm Republican? No, because you're Ramona.
Okay. They're like, we just have a zero tolerance policy for a lot of things. They're like, I'm sorry, Sarah, you have to leave. Like, why? Because I work for Trump? No, you actually just remind us of Ramona too much.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Well, these are hurtful things. You're hurting me. I'm hurt. Look, see this gong on my chest? It's to absorb all the hurt. And when it makes a sound, it means my hurt is being released. And guess what? I haven't released the hurt yet. Ramona!
I've got a lot of hurt in this gong.
And so Luann is so full of herself, it cracks me up. She's like, you put pics out, and guess what? Luann is the talk of the town again. I'm like, okay, Gypsy.
Yeah, let's relax, there. New Yorker. I'm just imagining the New Yorker cartoon with Luann, like her side. Talk of the town. I'm like, isn't that what you want to be? Aren't you like the most interesting people, make the best headlines or whatever?
Yeah. So finally, Sonya's like, they're calling her. And Bethany's like, you posted. And now they're like putting her mugshots back. So now you go into the search engine. It's like, the mugshot, it's back. I'm like, the mugshot never left. I don't know what you guys are talking about. But Tinsley's mugshot has been up there for three damn years. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So finally, Ramona realizes there's no point in arguing this. It's just like she's going to lose. And so, like Dorinda, she starts going into her escape plan, but hers is much less smooth. Ramona's like, you know what? No, I don't mind that I post the photo. Whoa. Wait a second. Oh, shit. That's fucked up. Oh, shit.
I get it now. What you just said about them calling and then Google image searches? Oh, my God. Totally get it now. And Luann's like, what's between those earlobes? Shit, that's what.
And Ramona goes, it's a milkshake.
She goes, oh my God, what can I do? What can I do, Luann? Oh, now I finally understand what you guys mean. I can't believe I'm so wrong.
Oh,
what can
Ramona,
I do?
There's a smirk when you say that. You can't even say that without a smirk. Look, there's a smirk. There it is. There it is. I see
it's
a smirk.
It's not a smirk. She's like, I don't think it's funny, okay? I need to be more thoughtful, and I didn't even think about it. I'm so disappointed in myself, because I think I'm a smart girl. And then she, like, tries to, like, make fake tears.
Be smart girl, and I wasn't thinking it. The last thing I want is to... You're smirking, Ramona. You can't even not smirk when you fake cry.
So Sonya's rubbing her shoulder while she fakes cry, and then she tells us, oh, here we go. It's Ramona Singer crocodile tears. This is my favorite part.
Ramona is basically like an evil villain in a movie who, like, you know, they tie up the person and then they explain their whole plan. Like, now that I have you tied up, I am going to go into downtown with a bomb and set it off with a 30-minute timer and come back here and everything will be fine. Ramona's like, all right, I'm going to explain exactly what's going on. You're right. I understand now. By putting the picture out there, even though it was a beautiful picture, I think we all agree it was a totally beautiful picture, great photo of us, the press is going to pick it up and it's going to bring all the shit of the press again. I understand. I made a huge mistake. I get it now. That's what I did. I'm totally wrong.
Yeah, so funny. So everyone's like, okay, well, we're not going to get anything more. And she's like, and then... to find out you're friends with Tom. That's not cool. And don't look at me like that. You know what you did. And then Ramona makes a good point here. She's like, just because Luann divorced Tom doesn't mean he's just going to disappear, okay? Like, he still goes to the same places that I do, and he still hangs out with the same people that I do. Like, what am I going to do? I can't kill him.
Don't give me that look, Ramona. Don't give me that half-smirk look like you're some Nintendo Mii character. No, don't do that.
Yeah, Luann's the type to buy a house at the end of the cul-de-sac and be like, oh, people always turning around in front of my house. It's like, well, you live on a cul-de-sac. What were you expecting to happen?
And then to hear you're at the Regency with Tom. I love that not only do they only hang out with the same people, they only go to the same place. It's the Regency. Oh, like, the Regency is the most clear. Well, this is on Tom. He is such an idiot because he gets caught at the Regency every single time. Like, go to the Hard Rock Cafe or
something. It's his place,
you know?
Baby. It is his place.
Yeah. And so now Luann is losing it. She's like, that is the lowest of the low. Do you realize that? Do you realize what you did is the lowest of the low? And meanwhile, the devil waiter is standing right there.
Okay? Like, you kicked a fucking cop. Are you kidding me? How could you?
And the waiter's just standing there, standing over Luann. She's like, that's the lowest of the low. Waiter, can you get her a bologna sandwich so she can throw it at me to make this moment worse?
Hey, waiter, do you have a mustard packet I could spit out to make this lower?
Hey, waiter, here's a mallet. Bang my gong.
So she's like, well, most people wouldn't talk to you again, Ramona. And the waiter's like, hey, can I bring you a... You know, he's trying to butt in. And Bethany's like, well, look, if we're going to rank the shit you did, okay, like, the first thing you did was a picture. And then this, like, is B. This is, like, B. It's really bad.
It's bad.
And then Ramona goes, what can I say? Like, sometimes I'm just socially inept. And Tinsley's like, you can't just say that and then think it's okay. She goes, I never said it was okay, Tinsley.
Yeah, I love that Ramona, because Ramona's furious during all this, but she knows she has to play nice. But when Tinsley does that, it's like Ramona's like escape valve or pressure valve, whatever. She's like, I didn't say that, okay, Tinsley, okay?
Yeah, Ramona ain't going to take this really shit from terrible, a new girl. Tinsley. Yeah, she's not going to take this from a young girl.
Yeah, so Tinsley's like, oh, I just wouldn't have had drinks with Tom. I didn't have drinks with Tom. I had drinks with Harry. Tom was right there, okay?
Ramona goes, there's another winner. And she goes, well, whether it's Tom, Dick, or Harry, they always hang out at the same penthouse, honey. And Ramona's like, I don't care. I like Harry. And Dorinda's like, Harry said things. He said very bad things. So now apparently Harry said some mean things about Lou. So they're like, you can't talk to him either. And so Lou's like, I can't be around this. And she gets up and storms off.
You know what? You don't have my best interests at heart. I mean, I have a Pandora station for crying out loud, and you're there on Spotify. That's what this is like. And I can't be around this anymore. I am leaving.
Well, let's face it. If I couldn't talk to any man Luann's been with, there would be no men left in New York. So back home, Ramona.
Did you like my gong sound, by the way? I don't know if that translated. I tried to make a gong sound, but it may have just sounded like Luann crashing into a waiter.
Would you believe it, girls?
So they get back to the Mayflower, and there are dead Indians all around. Just kidding. They get back to the Mayflower, and Ramona's like, oh my god, it's banana bread. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, they made me banana bread, egg, banana bread, that I'm mushy banana, and that bread, she starts freaking out and jumping all over the house.
We've never seen her more excited.
I mean, this shit was hilarious. And then Sonya goes, whoa, you seem really upset about Luann's feelings right now. And then Ramona's like, okay.
What I did was wrong. I get it now. Banana bread. My banana milkshake brings all the banana bread to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right.
So Carol goes to Luann's room, and she's like, hi, I guess they're back. And she goes, oh, yes, I hear voices.
My gong started to reverberate, and I knew that the evil spirits were back.
So downstairs, Ramona's like, well, I have this thing with them. Sometimes people, they say, like I'm wrong, and then I get really mad, and like even when they're right about me being wrong, then I get super mad and I say, whoa, I'm wrong, bye, and then I go and then I leave, and that's my pattern.
Yeah, do you know how hard it was for me to learn the lyrics to Milkshake? Because when someone sang it to me the first time and they said, my milkshake is better than yours, I was like, you know what? Goodbye. Don't attack me and my milkshakes, okay? I'm sorry. And it took me like 3 weeks to come back and realize they weren't talking to me, okay?
And then Ramona whips at her. It's a trigger. It's a trigger from my childhood because my dad was mean to me. So when people are mean to me, I'm like, bye. I love the fact that her dad's just like, how could you hang out with Tom? Young lady, how dare you? You're a terrible person.
Tom's the name of my little kitty cat, and I love my cat. And whoa, this one time I was like, look at my cat named Tom. And then Geraldine Parsmith said, no, I'm allergic to cats. You have to get rid of Tom. And I never saw Tom again. And to this day, I can't help but love Toms. I'm sorry. They fill a void for my missing cat.
Tom's a crest. I'm like, what are we going to use? Okay.
So then, I put a picture of Tom on my slippers.
In Luann's room, Carol's like, whoa, you got out of those handcuffs. And I'm not making light of it, but that was amazing. And I just have to tell you, I see change. I see self-awareness. I mean, look how grateful you are.
And she's like, I am grateful. Too bad it took me
this much time to make me stop, but it helped. It did help at the end of the day. And Carol's like, if you need anything. Big kiss. Big kiss. I'm like, oh, God.
Carol just wanted more deets. She's been wanting deets the entire time, which I totally respect. But she wasn't in there to be like, if you need anything. She was like, tell me more. She's like, well, I'll tell you one thing. Did you see Ramona? She was even smirking before. Smirking. So, which is actually what Luann said. Luann brought up the smirking again to Carol.
Smirking. Can you believe it? So downstairs, they're all getting ready to go to bed. And Bethany's like, all right, tomorrow I want a shot for my next divorce dress, okay? And Tinsley's like, ah! Like, you just can't help yourself, can you, Bethany?
That's how Tinsley goes to sleep. That she gets into bed, she goes, ah! And then she just...
Good night, John. Good night, sister. Good night, mother. Good night, father. Good night.
The noise of her getting into bed.
So the next morning, Luann comes into Sonia and Bethany's bed and jumps in it. And she's like, oh, fresh air. I'm like, how could you get fresh air between these two?
Well, it smells like booze, which is my equivalent of fresh air.
Day old bar rot. Smells delicious.
Smells like non-smirking in here.
So they immediately Luann goes to, oh, well, this has been wonderful, but I don't care what people say about Crest. We all know which Crest I'd use. The Countess Crest or whatever, I guess. That's what she means.
I think so.
Because she's making a joke that she was never supposed to be the Countess, I'm guessing. Yeah. And then...
And by the way, I just want to point out that in this whole discussion about titles, you know, Carol also has... you know, her late husband's name. And if anything, if I were Dorinda, I would actually be upset at Carol for not backing her up, because Carol is the one who would actually be able to understand and empathize the difference between a widow.
But it's not the name, it's the crest.
That's true. I'm more of a Mentadent gal.
Get it? I'm more of an Arm and Hammer kind of a girl myself. I'm more of a marathon. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. But it does to me.
Yeah, she didn't mention the marathon, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Dorinda's in her room with Carol. And Dorinda's like, I just feel like Lou wasn't really standing up for me with the whole Crest thing. And she's like, well, she didn't want to seem hypocritical, you know, because, you know, Countess and all that. Just drop it, you know, let her do her shoes. They're sweet. And then Dorinda's playing with her hair and she goes,
Yeah. Also, Bethany started to do a Dorinda impersonation, which was actually kind of hilarious. Like the way she started doing her hands, like rubbing her hands as if she was like putting lotion on her hands. I was like, oh, my God, that's exactly what Dorinda does. She's always rubbing her hands.
Yeah, when she gets upset, she puts that like antibacterial Mima gel on her hands. Yeah. Or whatever it is.
She's like, hey, wait, let me put some Purell on here. So that way I'm all clean for when I kick your ass.
And back in the other room, Luann's like, well, next time we're in a restaurant, they should put a sign up in our area that says, caution, wild animals.
Wild animals in the corner. I'm like, it took you 10 seasons to say that, to figure that out?
And Bethany's like, well, congratulations, because you sliced her, you diced her. I mean, it was like a late night infomercial. I was like, oh my God, this lady can cut through a Coke can. It was amazing. You didn't muck it up. You didn't use too many words. Oh no, she's telling Sonia this.
Yeah, she's telling Sonia.
You didn't muck up your words. You got in, you got out. And Sonia's like, starts jumping on the bed, boxing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know what this speech sounds like? Dorinda's speech at the restaurant. I mean, it's the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, I'm so proud of you. But she didn't call her a slut whore first, so I guess it's different.
Yeah, I guess that.
And Bethany's also giving her, like, coaching, because she's like, you did it. You knocked out the beast. Now she's done. She is chipped. Don't you feel like we passed a gallstone? Like, you finally stood up to that monster, Dorinda.
I'm like, you know what I actually don't like about this is that Dorinda is actually really trying to reach out to Bethany to squash this tension. Like, Dorinda was really like, hey, you know, now that we're here with the crystals, like, what's going on? Let's talk it out. Like, Dorinda was really making an effort, and Bethany was like, you know what? No, it's fine. Like, no, there's no issues. Okay, I guess I have something going on with me, but there's no issues. We're fine. And here she is really, like, sort of, like, reveling in Sonia making Dorinda look stupid. And it's like, Bethany would say she was not reveling in Dorinda's humiliation. She's more supporting Sonia. That's what Bethany would say. But really, like, this is basically very anti-Dorinda.
Just because she's going against somebody you don't like. Like, and it's so obvious, and it's like, you know? And she's, like, literally sitting there coaching her in bed. And then Sonia is literally standing up and boxing like it's Rocky.
With her tits flopping all out now. Luann's like, wild animals at play. Mm-hmm. Don't feed them bologna sandwiches, please. Mm-hmm.
So then Tinsley and Ramona are talking down on the couch, waiting for everybody, I guess, to get downstairs. And Tinsley's wearing this, like, hat with two puffs on it. She's like, meh. Even her hat's like, meh. Ramona's like, are you okay? And Tinsley's like, yeah, but I'm overwhelmed. I mean, like, the wedding dress, and then Sonia and Dorinda, and then, I mean, it's just so much happened. And Ramona goes, I was shaken up, too. I was like, whoa. And my actions, like, I gotta go to her room at some point and tell her, you know, actions, whatever.
Whoa, but can I tell you something? After we had that banana bread, I was like, whoa, bananas, that was amazing. So I looked up on the internet, I was like, tell me more about bananas. And it turns out there's this little dancing banana, and his dance moves are so good that I've decided to use the dance moves of the banana on Lip Sync Battle when I go on, okay? Great inspiration for choreography. I'm sorry.
Take this much. In the next election, I'm voting Dole. Okay? So Luann goes down and does yoga.
Spanish. Chiquita.
Ramona goes down and does yoga. And then Ramona's like, well, I realize, like, part of it is, like, she's nervous because no one wants to go in front of a judge, you know? Like, she's going to have to go to in front of a judge because the things she did were bad. I mean, whatever. I'll take the bullet. I'm a work in progress, okay? Yeah. Like my kitchen, which I'm still worried about to this day. So they're packing to leave, and Ramona's dragging her, like, human-sized suitcase down the stairs.
With, like, 40 loaves of banana bread in it. It's like, clunk, clunk, clunk. And she's halfway down, and she's like, whoa, I'm not ruining the carpet by doing this, am I? I'm like, you're already, like, mostly down the staircase. So it's a little late to have some concern for the carpets.
But that is a change for Ramona. Maybe she is in progress. Who knows? And then she just slams it down on the hardwood floor. It's like from...
It's like, boom.
1820. And the hardwood...
The carpet's fine, but the floor is the thing that actually needs to be preserved.
Yeah.
So Dorinda starts pepping Ramona up because Luann's back from yoga, and Ramona just wants to pop in to Luann. She had sent her a text the night before. She just wants to pop in, smooth things over. And Dorinda's like, listen, just say I was just lying. Ramona's like, okay, sure. Okay, here we go. So Ramona, I don't know if you caught this, but Ramona goes, she knocks on Luann's door. Luann opens the door, and Ramona just starts talking. She's like, you know what? Last night, I sent you a text, and she just walks in the room. Like, Luann didn't say, come in or anything. Ramona's like, you know, I sent a text. You know what? I saw, you know, you saw the text, and she's like already in the bed.
Yeah, like, I texted you last night. I don't know if you got it. And Luann goes, well, I don't want to do this today, Ramona. I just got back from yoga. She's like, well, I just wanted to know if you got the text. I didn't hear anything back from text. She's like, Ramona, get out, Ramona. We're not talking. Okay, but text. And so she leaves and shuts the door behind Ramona. And then Ramona comes back to the group and she goes, you guys, I can read Luann, and I could just tell she doesn't want to talk about it right now.
I'm like, really? I was like, Luann literally said, I don't want to talk about it right now.
You hear glass being thrown against the door in the other room.
I'm just getting a sense. I'm reading the room, okay?
Yeah, just have a feeling. She doesn't want to talk about it right now, okay?
You know what? I could read from her body language, and based on the words that she said, she doesn't want to see me right now, okay? I just get a sense.
Well, you know, once Thursday's back, she'll be okay. Because I'm guessing that's when she has a hearing.
Yeah, she has a hearing.
And so they're thinking, well, so she kicked a cop and resisted arrest and slipped out of handcuffs and, you know, stole someone's room or whatever. She'll be fine. She'll just get off. They're not gonna take her to trial, right?
So I mean, they already threw a bologna sandwich at her. You know what? What else can they do?
You know, she'll get off time. She'll get time off with the bologna sandwiches served. So they're like, Ramona's like, yeah, it's escalating. Because what she has to go through after going against the Popo. And Dorinda's like, yeah, Friday, she'll be happy and drinking with me again. I'm just kidding.
Too soon.
Oh, I know. I just bought a bottle of champagne just in case. Just kidding.
Whoa, I could read the room, and I could tell that you're just kidding.
So Luann's like, well, I'm grateful to the girls for this trip, you know, because it was a stepping stone. And now it's time for me to re-enter New York. Another hurdle. Like, I love the hurdles in her life. It's like from a fabulous rehab center to a fabulous spa.
Yeah.
To a fabulous penthouse. She's like, oh, difficult. It's going to be now difficult.
Back to life with a giant coffee cup and a tiny little Keurig machine. It's going to be tough, but I can do it.
And that brings us to the end of this hurdle, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with some Southern Charm. In the meantime, go over and get your shirt. Final chance. What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, what's
over at WatchWhatCrappens.com and buy your tickets for our upcoming shows, Live Real Housewives of New York and Live Southern Charm in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Philadelphia.
It's going to be a great, great time. We want to see you there. And we also just want to see you in general. We'll see you on social media and stuff like that. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Stephen Fry here. My new podcast series, Great Leap Years, is brought to you by our tenacious friends Hyundai, who are so determined to make better cars, they make the robots that make their cars. And not only that, they make the steel that makes the robots that make the cars. As industrious as they are, they even make a ship or two in their spare time. And to get my new podcast series, visit stephenfry.com/Great Leap Years. Thank you.